A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5 verses 9 and 10. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. A lot had happened before this. Firstly, remember that Naaman, despite him being a man of valor, having conquered the nations around him, including Israel, probably he had carried off this little girl who was now the servant of his wife. And it was through this little girl that the loving suggestion was made, because she was a little girl faithful to God, the God of Israel, that Naaman would seek out this prophet. Now, a lot of water had passed under the bridge before he finally arrived in this portion that we've read, because firstly, his king decided he better send all the gifts to try and impress the king of Israel and the prophet. And when it arrived with that the king of Israel, he felt even more threatened. He thought that another war was going to break out. But Elisha heard of this predicament. And amazing, he had the same spirit as the little girl, for he also had compassion on Naaman. And he said, Send him to me now, that you might know there is a prophet in Israel. In other words, God is not dead, and I am the evidence. And so here we find Naaman finally arriving at the door. This was a weird prophet. Well, weird from the point of view of Naaman at least, and perhaps even today one would say he was impolite. He didn't even come out to welcome this great general. After all, this general was the one who had defeated Israel. He didn't even go out and sit. Instead, he sent a servant, probably Gehazi. And the servant came with the message, Go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. Kumbulani kuthi akusiwona umyalo kuphela ukuthi awashwe aphulukiswe kuwo uchoko lowo. Esikhundleni salokhu kuchaza ukuwashwa enhliziyweni, ukugezwa ngenhliziyo ngegazi likaJesu. This symbolizes also the washing that can truly make clean. A lot of what happens in the Old Testament is simply a shadow of what's to come. Is your heart washed clean? Has the leprosy of sin been taken out of your mind and heart, out of your body, so that you are made clean before God, justified, made righteous in His presence?